Hey everybody, this is Mel and Brooke from Mom's Art 2. Okay, before we start the episode, stop listening right now and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you want to watch us make a fool of ourselves, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mom's Art 2 and get video episodes each week.
All right, on to the show.
We are just two moms in search of inspiration
while creating questionable comedy.
Moms are too.
Silly. What? Silly. What?
Okay, there's a lot going on, right?
There's a lot going on.
Getting a new house and moving in.
Remodeling at the same time. So that in and of itself is insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have a lot of stuff going on, but what's funny is I was just telling Charlie this the other day.
That's her husband.
That's my husband. That I have had so many times in my life where I go, I have no idea what the next 3 months are going to look like or what my life is going to look like in 3 months. I have zero idea.
Yeah.
I have zero idea what my life is going to look like in 3 months.
That's comforting. Isn't
that crazy? That's not normal. Do normal people live like that?
I mean, me personally, in a way, kind of. You guys are in more of a Uber transition, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that now you've figured out which direction you're going in. I think before there were a lot of paths available to you where you were feeling even more so. But I think that it mostly has to do with just our business that we're in, right? Because we go from project to project to project. And a lot of them are uncertain as to timelines sometimes or
that's availability. Lifestyle. Being in the industry is a lifestyle for sure. But I feel like major life changes have been, like, even since I was younger and I first moved from Cleveland to Chicago, I was like, I have zero idea what my life is going to look like in 3 months. I can't even picture it. I can't picture that I'm walking down the streets. I can't picture that I'm getting to know
the neighborhood. Bored easily. We need change.
That's what Charlie said. He's like, well, it is about 5 years where we're like, let's just, the house
That's
is
how
dirty.
Ours
let's
is
move.
we've put our time in here.
I'm not doing spring cleaning. We're just going to move.
We're going to sell the house.
We did find a spider the other day and we were like, let's just move.
Let's just go.
This episode is fun, Brooke, because this is farting around with Cam.
We are farting around.
Farting around with our friend, Cam. Which is usually going to be the first week of the month, which is going to be so exciting. But we read a book.
We read a book, people.
I listened to a book.
Mel listened. She listens. She uses Speechify, and guess who gets to read to her?
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg reads to me.
Read Sweet Valley High. I can only imagine.
It's awesome, actually.
Probably was way more interesting than me sitting on my Kindle and reading it.
I'm going to tell you what, though. This book is very different than I remember. And I'm excited for that we did the work on this. Like, we read it and people can listen. So if you read it when you were younger or whatever, wait till you hear some of the things that we discovered were going on in these books.
That must have thought, what's just how it is? Wow, look at how it is out there in California.
That's
or Midwest girl.
As a girl or as a boy or as a relationship or as a family.
Yeah.
Like, crazy that these were just normalized. These are the books that should be banned.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah.
Judy Blume can stay. This is crazy.
They're like banning To Kill a Mockingbird, but yet we still get our Sweet Valley High.
Wait till you guys hear. Are you ready? Do you want to go, Brooke? Do you want
to? Are we going? We're going
you
to the episode. We're going to episode.
Let's do it.
Farting around with friends.
Fart, fart, fart.
With friends.
Silly.
We're planting seeds. We're exposing the beauty of California. He's never been. They're going to experience
it.
They're going to see your life. What Philly is to him is what LA is to you. And now he's going to feel.
But it's prettier and cleaner.
100%. But he's going to sense that. And the only hope is that the way you and I felt when we first came to LA, shit, you had a one-way ticket to LA. And because he was going to, he drove out with us after we got married. He rode in the car with us.
Which car was he in?
Out here. And he was in mine.
The Del Sol.
The Honda Del Sol. Yes, he got his head burnt through the.
Yes, he did.
Fucking Mojave Desert. And my stereo got stolen like the week before. Remember? And so all I had was a little tape deck boombox, and we pulled out all our old tapes and like all our mixes from high school.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God, it was so dumb.
Yeah, there wasn't even we didn't even have a CD player.
No, we did not. It was ripped out. Yeah. But the point is that he had a ticket home that he never took.
Oh my God.
And luckily he was moving out of his apartment. Like everyone was dispersing. Yeah. They had to move out of this apartment. So him and his roommates. So he had his mom just go and pack up his shit and send him the necessities.
And Andrea Kolzinski.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Fucking
And I
hilarious.
Pretty much told him, I was like, look. I was like, look. At first my story was, I missed my flight. I could
Lies.
Not. This was 2003. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, I can't realistically afford a flight back right now. And unless anybody can just like help me with the flight,
I guess like, I have to stay.
But I'm kind of stuck right
but
now.
But low key, don't.
But low key, I told my mom, who could have easily just been like, here's the fucking money. Yeah. Like, you're coming home. But I told her, I was like, Mom, I'm not coming back. She was pissed. But I was like, I'm just, I was like, I'm out here. My lease was up. This was the last month of my lease. So I was like, my lease is up. And I was like, and I know I'm putting you guys in a very shitty situation with having to pack up all of my belongings and my things. It was like, but I was like, you're going to see things that I had no intention on anyone ever seeing. So like, you'll get that. No, let's get serious. I was like, you're going to literally
get all of that.
Have fun with just that. And I was like, you also, and I told her, Andrea, and like one other friend, I was like, and Lindsay, I was like, you have first dibs at any of my things. So any of the shit that you've ever wanted of mine that I was like, nah, bitch, like, no, you can never.
Oh, that's
like,
amazing.
So that was their fee.
This is your chance.
Okay.
To get whatever you want. It's because I had, remember, my music collection at that time.
Shit. That's when CDs,
I also worked
like
at
the
a half
big
price.
CD book existed. Yeah.
But, and then aside from that, I worked at a half price bookstore, and we sold. So I had, I mean, upwards of like 6,000 CDs, hundreds and hundreds of records, cassettes. Books,
is that when Lindsay
kind of
took
media.
Your poster?
Everything.
Is that when Lindsay? Everything. No, she had that poster when you guys lived together there.
Which one?
Of you at
Half
Price
Books.
Books
poster. So, well, when I lived there,
you were the face of Half Price Books.
I was working and the poster, and people would like.
No, he went to. He was one of the employees that
I
went
was the spokes
to the.
Model.
Went to the. Was it in Texas?
It was in Dallas.
To the headquarters. Because this was a national used bookstore.
Did this photo shoot. And I was a spokesman.
Of course you were.
So they had, you go into Half Price Books and it's these huge pictures of Cameron with books like.
Oh.
Just like.
Not reading. Just leaning into them.
I can pull, there's pictures on my social media. It's
oh my
so
God,
funny.
I'm going to look.
So Lindsay has had this big
this
huge
poster.
My
mother
of him.
And Lindsay still have these posters.
Oh, in their house. God. Like it's the size of a wall. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're huge. It's your poster site. It's
and
huge.
He's cheesing so hard.
I love it.
Anyway, Half Price Books.
We do have to get to the book.
Sweet Millie. Really,
we're actually here to do a show on a funny thing, right? Like we start talking about this, I don't know, in one of our intros or something. We were like, like a Sweet Valley High book. You remember those? Ha ha ha. And we're like, we should read one.
We read it.
But here,
the first
we read the first one of Sweet Valley High. We did not read the Sweet Valley Twins one. And we'll discuss this later. But I'm wondering if it's different because there wasn't as much sexual misconduct happening in the original Sweet Valley Twins.
Okay.
So I'm curious to that. To the answer to that, but at the same time,
I know, right?
Well, I was trying to think, like, because I read some of these books, right? So I'm like, yeah, Sweet Valley High. Yeah, I read those. And so let me just give a little intro if people don't know. A little Sweet Valley High is a series of, this is what they call young adult novels, which to me, I was eight. So now the reason why I bring that up is because now I'm thinking, was I reading the Sweet Valley Twins? And Sweet Valley High was like a young adult.
Yeah.
Not a Probst.
And now this first book was also 1983, keeping that in context as well.
Yeah. And I think the one that we read
was 1983.
And everything is so.
I was two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was three.
I was not.
So.
Well, let me just finish real quick. So this series of a young adult novels, it's attributed to the American author Francine Pascal. I think I'm saying her name right. These books chronicle the lives of identical twins, Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield, who live in the fictional Sweet Valley, California, a suburb near Los Angeles, which I keep thinking is kind of like, I want to say the Valley, but
it's got to be the Valley.
Like Malibu. Because they're talking about on the cliffside and like,
Palisades or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Palisades. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Okay. This series began in 1983 and concluded 20 years later after the publication of 181
So 83, books. I'll bet, was Sweet Valley Twins and then Sweet Valley High. So because Jessica and Elizabeth went through elementary school. And middle school. Maybe that's so I think if in 83 it started, that's when we were littles.
Okay, that makes more sense because they were definitely in high school prepping
in
for
this
college.
Book.
In this one. Yeah. Oh, no, they were.
I was
fast.
Like, I am not letting my child read this book.
Out in front of their house kissing? Could you imagine my parents would come out and slap
listen,
my
it goes harder,
hell,
harder
what
than
would
that.
The neighbors say.
Exactly. Well, this series quickly gained popularity and spawned several spinoff series, including Sweet Valley Senior Year and Sweet Valley University, as well as a television adaptation. So, which I kind of forgot about, but I went and looked it up. You can go on YouTube. And it was the Double Mint Twins. And actually, one of the girls, the blonde girls, she went off and did shit in comedies. She was in... Why was she in White Chicks, I feel like?
Oh.
I'm going to look this up right now because I vaguely remember this, actually.
So they had a show, Sweet Valley High, and but only one of them went on. You know what I mean? Not both twins.
Well, there's always a better twin, right? Yeah, there's always, nobody really wants to talk about it, but there's definitely always a better twin. But...
Absolutely. White Chicks. She was in White Chicks. She was like, oh my God. She was the one with the short hair.
Oh, and the dance off. She's the one in the front with the dance. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. She was the one with the short hair.
So her and her twin
I was like, oh my God.
And she was Jessica.
Of course she was.
I'm almost positive.
I remember it was in the 90s when they had the razor thin eyebrows. Totally remember this.
2023, trying to grow them back.
It will never happen.
Listen, can I tell you guys something? I have not done anything to my eyebrows since the beginning of 2022 or 2020, the pandemic.
I'll be honest with you. The only thing I'm getting is these few little ones right here when I go to get these little ones.
Oh, mine aren't even coming
right
in.
Here.
Before 2020, I had like darkies under here and between. And I'm not kidding you, not a single pluck.
You are getting rid of them unis?
I haven't done anything. I don't know if
is it because we're getting older and our hair is
not growing
back?
I was going to say, I hate this. And I hate this for you all as well. I think we're actually just getting older because I noticed that as well. Like I used to, and again, you can even look at my Half Price Books promo. I had real bush. That was before I knew what waxing was. Like that was nature.
Your brows
like
were
that
on
was
point.
Mother nature. And they were still in a good shape though. But like since then I have found like I waxed for at least 10, 15 years, like solid. But it shaped my eyebrows so well that, like, I don't even grow hair here anymore,
crazy?
Like, at all. Absolutely impossible. I don't. I might get, like, little
tiny
hairs.
I heard waxing does
hairs,
that
but
over time.
Yeah, I rarely need to even pluck them. It's so fine. And I only get again, I was shaped so well under. I only get like a couple of hairs because I'm a headed man. I'm headed like animal. And I get like a couple of hairs that I need to like pop out. Otherwise, my eyebrows have maintained their wax.
And those two hairs are like as thick as a rope. Because
you should let them grow as long as possible and then do like
broom bristles.
Just two.
Just one on each side, hang down like the longest lashes ever.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the Fu Manchu right here, like where it's really long. Right?
I don't know if Fu Manchu, we can say that anymore. Can we say Fu Manchu? I don't know.
That's what it's called.
Well, yeah, because Fu Manchu was a character.
Oh, got it.
It was the character
with
the...
That was his name, was Fu Manchu. Okay, so that's
literal,
why,
it's not racist.
But you just do that right here with your eyebrows.
Let them hang down like those ladies that grow their toenails really long. And then like there's a video of them. People are like, how the fuck do you put your shoes on?
So that's the other thing.
They don't.
That part. So that's what I was getting to is I don't grow... They don't get bushy anymore. But the hairs that are still there that are gorgeous, I could literally braid those bitches and sell them in fucking like... I can sell them for charity and give them overseas to women who need ponytails.
Exactly.
Like, my eyebrow hairs are feet long. It's
you could
insane.
Comb them over.
That's what I was about to...
Over the back. Comb over the back.
Oh!
That or like tuck them behind your ears.
I can
so you
have bangs.
Do it for yourself. You don't have to have the invisible hair anymore.
You can like flip them whenever you're like having a moment.
Could you fucking imagine? Well, that's what I was about to say. Usually as we grow older, we don't like lose hair. We actually like get a hairier in places.
Yeah,
where
I have the blonde
hair.
Weird hairs that like outlook, and it apparently has been there for like 3 months, and nobody's fucking told me that I like I'll look in the mirror,
right?
And be like, what the fuck? How did this get down
and
in my
which mirror,
nipples?
Though, you know what mirror it is? It's the car mirror.
Yeah,
you know that's where
the
you
best,
see it for some
that
reason.
Is the
that
best
rear
place,
view mirror
yeah.
shows every hair on your face.
Yeah, so. This is something that I can't believe I'm going to admit on this podcast, but hey, here you go, America.
Here
it is, everyone. So as I'm getting older, like I get, like I'm getting hair in places.
Oh, how's it on the man side?
I've only seen on other people to where I'm like, ew, you fucking weirdo. So like, no, I'm like changing my earrings the other day and I get this really good light and I was like.
You guys have to watch YouTube to watch that.
I mean, it looked like if you could have zoomed in, like it looks like nothing now, like hi, but you like get in there and as you get closer, it was just like.
It's like a Ren and Stimpy commercial, I mean a cartoon when they get real close
there.
And it's like rawr, rawr, and the foghorn goes off.
Oh my gosh.
Is it like your ear hole or is it like on your lobe?
Both. On the lobe, because I've never seen it before, so it's just gone unkempt for so long to where I was like, this is a thing now?
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do, Cam. We all have little experiments. I'm using Vaseline on my knee. You need to let all that shit grow as long as possible, and we'll check in.
Ooh.
You can kiss my ass.
All the hair now that's on your ass?
I've already got this situation going. Like, I can't. I work on tips at my job. I can't do that.
But since you lost your hair so young, I'm wondering now as you're getting older if it's just going to start growing back.
Oh, that would be, wouldn't
like
that be fun?
Now.
Like a reverse osmosis type?
You don't need hair on your head.
Just grow the eyebrows out.
I just want the eyebrow
back. I think that's your best bet.
Also, funny story, I'm walking out of work literally last night, and these two young kids are talking. He's like, oh, I'm getting thin, like, blah, blah, blah. And this other guy who has, like, all this hair was like, bro, it's cool. Just get some minoxidil and put that, like, on these
What's
spots.
That?
I literally.
It's the hair growth stuff.
Minoxidil. So, you know, Rogaine. Yeah. Rogaine. Minoxidil
is like
a
rub?
The agent, like, the chemical that, like, creates hair growth.
Oh.
Yeah,
can
whatever.
You get it over
but
the
anyway.
Counter nowadays?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can go into a drugstore and just buy minoxidil. But I'm overhearing these two 20-year-olds like talk about this as I'm walking out. I just literally go, save your money. And just kept walking. They both were like, no!
You look good bald, though. I don't know if I, like...
I mean, luckily...
You have a good head.
I do.
Yeah.
Luckily. I'm,
you got a little
you.
Cute little pea head, just little old round little head.
You don't know about my head.
Okay, but okay, we read a book.
Oh, sorry. to bring it back to, but
we did read
yeah,
this.
I luckily was blessed. I don't have any wrinkles, scars, hot dog packs in the back of my head.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got none of the like lumpy.
There was no surprises. Thank
we don't
goodness.
See the shape of your brain.
I got blessed.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about this new thing that we found is called Moonlight. It's amazing. We're still reading to our kids at night, and I can be honest with you, sometimes it's tedious because we're reading the same book over and over and over and over. Well, let me tell you, Moonlight is incredible. The magic of Moonlight is simple. It's the experience of reading together with a projection on the wall, because tablets, yes, are a staple for many families, and digital books can be overstimulating sometimes for little kids. And honestly, they leave little room for imagination. But Moonlight bridges the gap between traditional and digital books. There are playful projections, vivid sound effects, and read-along features make this multi-sensory story time a delight. Moonlight is here to help you create imagination-filled, interactive bedtimes for your whole family and make story time magical again. Use the code MOONLIGHT10 with our link to get an extra 10% off your purchase. It's very cool.
Speed Valley High, let's get into it.
Let's start with Miss Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield, because these bitches, listen. Elizabeth is so okay. nice, right? She's the Seriously. Editor of the, or one of the, like the Gossip Girl
the paper.
Yeah, she's the Gossip Girl.
Yes,
nobody knows
she's
who
a
she
writer.
Is as far as being the Gossip Girl, but she's the one that writes the columns. Although we never really get back to that, which is funny.
Yes, she's the Gossip Girl.
Right. And Jessica is a fucking bitch.
A fucking bitch.
From the
bitch.
Moment we meet her, she has
she's
zero
the popular
redemption
girl.
From the moment we meet her. The
And
the, when they first start talking about it, the very first sentences of the actual fucking book are body dysmorphia, perfect yeah. American
oh,
girl, tan yeah. legs,
Excuse
blonde
me.
Hair.
Oh, Lizzie, do you believe how absolutely horrendous I look
what
today?
The fuck?
I'm so gross. Just look at me. Everything is totally
but
wrong.
But then read,
like, no wonder.
Read what? Do you have like, it in front of you?
Beginning reading this book to me.
Then
I was like,
they say, even though she's the perfect American specimen of a female with tan legs and blonde
right.
hair.
Perfect blonde
what the
hair.
Fuck?
Which was exactly, you don't understand. Oh, being no, from Indiana and being a short, muscular, brown
bitch.
Hair, curly,
yeah.
unruly hair with like, you know, just wanted to fit in. And I swear to God, like.
And don't forget, she had a loud, cackly laugh.
Yeah.
She has freckles
exactly.
and overalls, and she would wear a ponytail sometimes.
And
like, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but
opposite
my point was,
of Jessica.
Like, I would read these books, and I can remember going, I fucking wish. Like, there was this girl I went to elementary school with named Cammie.
Yeah.
Cammie Wilson.
Oh, Cammie.
Like, I know her whole fucking name. And she was just tan, and it was wintertime.
Sure we wish her
great.
Well now.
But it was like... It was wintertime, and she's like,
"Thanks for listening."
Tan with blue eyes, like she just stepped off the beach with her, like her, no, but like her hair was like the sandy blonde beach hair, and her name was Cammie. And when I would read these books when I was little, I always was like, "That's her."
Yeah.
She was my. Well, I won't say this person's name because this person actually Ooh. Could even be listening.
Oh.
But. I had that person as well, of who I was just like, oh, yeah. this is so...
Can I tell you guys person. Something? We actually had twins in our high school who were blonde and beautiful. And now, I'm going to tell you what. They are lovely. They're very
too.
Lovely. One was into sports. Mm-hmm. One was... Like, they were both really into sports. One was into training and stuff. And they're still... Really lovely, but they look so. Every time I read the Sweet Valley High books, not the Sweet Valley Twins books, because I didn't know them yet, but they are exactly the same. Where Missy was missing, Shelly had bangs, and Missy was missing bangs. So that's how we told them apart. But mm-hmm. Missy was more outgoing and go getter, and then Shelly was more conservative and sweet, and it was
book smart.
Yeah. No, I mean, they were always really great. They were never like bitchy or. cunty or whatever. So they didn't represent. Yeah. But I think back then I didn't realize what a horrible person Jessica was. It was more about the opposite of them. And now reading it, yeah, I'm like, this is a stupid fucking bitch and I hate her.
Hate her.
Yeah. From the moment her script is even read, I was
she's
just like,
the worst.
And come on, like, we'll get to it, but you know, she gets away with all this shit throughout the whole time and is horrible to her sister and horrible to other people
and lies.
And lies and puts herself in situations.
Right. And it's just like, what?
And then at the end, Liz, it's just
and
like,
albeit they're identical twins. Yeah. But one of them is just like, oh my God, and what? Like, one uses her looks and sexuality as such an advantage while the other one is just a normal person.
And still successful in what she does without having to be that way and be manipulative.
Yes, Jessica is totally manipulative. So Elizabeth has a crush on Todd Wilkins. And Jessica wants to be with Todd because Todd's the captain of the basketball team and stuff like that. So Jessica... because of his popularity. And she even is annoyed by the car he drives and like all this stuff. And she will talk badly to Todd about her twin sister in order to make sure that Todd doesn't like the twin sister.
Like lies and says, oh, she's so popular and has dates.
She has so many boyfriends.
Like, she doesn't have time. She doesn't have
time. Right. She's so many boys.
And Todd will be there saying, like,
it's like, she's a writer.
And Todd will be there saying, like, oh, really? That's, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, have you told her that I asked if I could call her? Oh, no. But Elizabeth never even listens to anything I say. If I can even catch her with all of her boyfriends. And I'm like, so this bitch knows that this guy is interested in her sister. And she goes out of her way to block it, even though she doesn't really like him. She, like, I don't understand, because she knows he's not interested in her.
She's a user.
It's attention. Right. It's pure attention.
It's funny because, like, again, now as an adult, I'm reading this and I'm like, oh my God, this is just kind of like, I would never have my children reading this. Like,
well,
this
one
is,
of the things that Jessica does is gets, she is influenced by this bad actor in town.
Yes.
And what was his name? Like Rick. Or something, or Andy.
Fucking
Rick. It's totally Rick.
Was it?
And he like pulls over and he's like, basically, hey, sexy. I mean, I don't know if that's exact.
Pretty
words,
much.
Yeah, he was the older kid. He was the bad boy of the town. Like, he smoked, he drank. He drove really fast and reckless, but
wore cologne.
Nobody ever did anything.
Like, I'm taking you out tonight.
Right now.
And she's like, oh my God, attention, attention. Yes.
Right.
And so she does.
Right.
And they go to this bar.
She's in high school.
And they're like in fucking high school. Yeah.
A bar.
And they order drinks and they bring them drinks. And dude gets drunk and gets into a fight, and then the police come, and then the police car.
Well, he starts
her
being
home.
Handsy with and her too, though, and she's like,
"He does, yeah."
And she's visibly again. This is 1983. She is visibly 16 years old. Visibly,
but they did not care.
Well, let me just let's remind you of what I looked like at 16. I might have like kind of visibly been 16, but I had D boobs and a booty, and
you have some,
I had
tickle
no idea
bitties,
what I was working
but
with.
You were still, I know your face now, and I know that face then. You were visibly 16
but
years
my
old.
Body
then.
Did not, I was
visibly,
I didn't even get my period yet.
You just had too much
she
going
hadn't even
on
had her
for
period
16
yet,
year old.
I know. I didn't break 100 pounds until I was in like late 10th grade. It was terrible. I weighed 89 pounds and I had milkshakes and
I was already balding in 10th grade. Like, oh my God.
See, it's just the worst. No matter how you look at it, it's just the worst. So this bitch, goes to a bar and she gets, you know, the guy gets handsy with her, which is inappropriate. And so somebody saves her and then the cops come and she gets taken home by the cops, and she tells them, this Jessica, that her name is Elizabeth, her sister, sweet, sweet sister. And so then it goes around the school that Elizabeth went with Rick and got arrested, and Jessica does not deny it and doesn't even warn her sister about it.
No. Lets her go to school and be Rick. Completely humiliated. And
because, again, it's the 80s. Everyone is talking trash. No one is saying anything to her face. So she's going to school like, oh, right, nothing happened. Normal day. And everyone's like, this bitch just got arrested. She was at a bar with this dude and there was a bar fight and she got escorted home by the cops. And
on top of the fact that
no one
can
talk to her. And everyone was like, we're not going to talk to her anymore. Just like that. We're not even going to ask her.
And then her sister, on top of that, after doing all of that, is going after the dude that she's like passionately in love with.
Elizabeth loves Todd. Right. And she now lets Todd believe that it was Elizabeth that went with Rick. And so Todd is totally disappointed. And he's like, I can't believe that doesn't sound like her.
Liz would do that. Yeah. Oh, Jessica, you're so amazing that you would take, remember, because Jessica goes to tell him, he's like, oh, Todd, it was actually me. It wasn't, like, later,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he thinks she's just like, covering for
her. Oh, Jessica, the fact that you would cover for her.
Yeah, and then she doesn't ever correct him.
Right, to cover for her.
And then
they
kiss. And everybody sees it and tells Liz.
And she's devastated. Her heart is broken.
And she's just like, but if Jessica loves him, I'll suffer.
Yeah.
Right. I'll just suffer because obviously
because she's
it was meant
more
to
popular
be.
Than me and has more at stake. That's really what it came down to.
This is chapter.
On top of the fact that let's talk about the B and C stories.
I was just
going to
bring this up. The B and C stories.
Okay, go ahead.
So B and C stories is the dad is a lawyer and he most likely is going to be having an affair, right? Well, first there's two families that hate each other
with the new divorcee in town.
This was so Tori Spelling, 90210, season fucking one. She is who I had in my head.
That's a weird face to have, because I don't know if that could be a twin face. Like, that's hard to reimagine.
It shouldn't be a twin face.
Whoa, heavy.
Hey.
So first, the two biggest families in town are trying to fight over what they're going to do next to the football field, and they're both douchebags. And then the dad is the lawyer, and he is having an affair, most likely, everyone thinks, and spreads it around school, right? That he's having an affair with a woman that works with him, Mariana.
Who is a newly divorcee.
Yeah.
Right.
They kept pushing
that. Which... another thing, I hate that they chose her name as Mariana because, again, with all of
Mariana.
These white people, Elizabeth and Rick and blah, 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 Mariana comes in. You're oh, this Latin woman comes in and is now stealing husbands.
At least they made her a lawyer, though, and not like the
Well, she was his assistant for most of the book.
Some kind of professional.
She was his assistant. They didn't tell us she was a lawyer until she got up and did the... Okay, we'll get to that. So, also, the brother is in love with who they think is Betsy, the bad girl from one of the bad families,
God,
their brother Steve. And he comes home from college and doesn't want to go back.
Steve with the worst dialogue, but the best.
Totally
level-headed.
Totally level-headed kid.
He's like, I just want to love who I love and not be judged.
Yeah.
Right. Why are you guys
there's
being
a lot of those
extra?
Those three B stories, they kind of wrap up real quick and like are
real quick.
Elizabeth,
exactly. That's what I thought.
That's exactly
what I thought.
He's a Californian.
He's like, well, I'm just not going to school this week. Dad does.
Side note, I was telling Brooke earlier, I was having such a hard time because it would like, again, it started with her being like, I'm so garbage. Look at me. I'm perfect. I was like, this is going to be the roughest 159 pages I've ever read in my life. I had to get to a point to where in my head, I was reading it so dramatic, like exactly like, oh my God, I'm so gross and blah, blah, blah. And Steve being like,
That sounds actually kind of awesome.
You should do the audiobook.
You should do the audiobooks for it.
And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, because Brooke, when I get into something, I'm a speed reader. I read this in hour or two, but like that's what helped me as I got into like character in my head. It's like,
I had Snoop Dogg read it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, on Speechify.
On Speechify, Snoop Dogg read me the whole book.
I need to do a commercial for as much as we reference.
I know, but I can't because I don't like to read. I have like ADD or I don't know what I have, but I can't see the word sometimes. And then I'll like read it. I'll read it. And then I will read like a paragraph and have zero idea what I actually read. And then I have to go back. So it takes me a really long. Yeah. It takes me a really long time to read stuff. So I just, yeah. I do Speechify and Snoop Dogg was my voice.
When I'm not fully into it, it is exactly like that. But when I'm fully into it,
I need to read the characters
and
like
that. And that's what happened actually with the Sweet Valley High. I did, and that's the other thing I told Brooke. I literally focused on their dialogue. So what was it, quotations?
Okay.
Is what I really was just like, read all of that. Because easier it was so, honestly, 1980, it was so kind of predictable. Like, I could read into everything.
Plus, they also said things out loud.
So I would read just
they would
like
be like, she would walk away and be like, I can't believe that just happened. And
it was a soap opera.
The exposition was out.
It was a soap opera. It was a soap opera. So, like, I focused mainly on the script and I read
through
the
entire book within,
like, minutes.
That's a good
idea.
Yeah,
in my head. I
might have to do that.
Are there any scenes that you guys found out of there that maybe
I was thinking the same thing. There would have to be the Todd, Liz, Jessica scene, I think. Oh, no, the car scene.
Todd, Liz, Jessica, or Steve's introduction.
Oh, the two sisters.
Like when he comes in and he's talking to, I think, Liz at first. And then Jessica comes in and was like, oh, my God. And she, like, drops her book.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then they, like, she's like, you're the hottest brother like anybody could have. Like,
they're gross.
They're so vapid. Like, oh my God, we're so hot. And the other one's like, you're gross. Like, ew. And then they start talking about, I think that's fucking the Spanish chick. Like,
yeah.
You know, and like, who are
you? How could
you
date her? She's the worst.
It was everything was so vapid. Like, everything was just so vapid about like, oh, I haven't seen you since you left for college, but like, who are you having sex with? And I think Dad's having sex with this other lady.
Well, and then it turns out that Steve isn't with. So the whole time it feels like he's with Betsy, who's the bad sister, like the bad kid of the bad family that's all druggies. I just assume, you know what I picture? It's like they live in the Palisades or something like that. And this is the trailer park.
That's the trailer park.
Oh, that's
like the beach trailer
park. Off the ocean. Yep. It's still like a beach trailer park, but it's still
$5,000 a month to park your trailer there. Yeah.
And they're probably fine. They probably don't do drugs. They probably.
Well, the dad's an alcoholic.
Altercation. Okay. Well,
the dad plays
exactly.
I
think that it's
he might not
as
be
bad
an alcoholic. That
say.
Might be a rumor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so then the daughter might have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She might have got loose a little bit, but because she lives in a trailer park, she's no different than half the other kids.
And all of the things.
And it was 83.
All of the
he smoked weed
that's true.
At this point.
All
it was
of the things that, like, and he probably worked.
But he's not with that girl.
He probably worked nights.
He's with the sister.
Yeah.
Right.
He's with the good sister. So it ends up turning out that it's like, oh, we thought he was with the bad sister. Oh, you're with the good sister.
Well, don't let the family bring her down.
Okay. Yeah.
The twist is this book is basically a tale from the Midwest.
Yeah.
But transferred.
I wonder where the author
to California.
Lived, but she did live there. She just thought it would be more interesting. But here's the thing.
All
the rumors that are going around about like Elizabeth and all these things. And then then we find out at the end that they're not true and blah, 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 whatever. But all of the rumors about this family in the trailer park are just true. So definitely the dad is an alcoholic.
Exactly.
He's probably molesting the children. The one of the girls is a whore. The other one is the only good one, but afraid to leave, you know, afraid to have anybody want to be around or whatever. And then she has to go put her dad to bed where probably he's a nurse. He worked nights. He comes home. She puts him to bed because she has breakfast ready. And he's like, I got to go to sleep. And she's like, of course. One of them might be running a little wild because she's, you know, whatever. And then he has to get back up. Like, I don't, like, we never reconcile.
He probably has cancer.
He probably has cancer.
Taking chemo pills and working and has to go lie down. But no, the trailer park guy is. And then the only way that the youngest daughter can cope is by, because mom's gone.
Yeah.
So she's out there wowing out.
Which she probably isn't, but she has to be family. Like a waitress and work till three right. in the morning to help pay the bills.
Yeah.
Wilding.
Yeah.
So we do get to a point, though, where there's a big dance. And Todd does ask Jessica after Jessica tries to get Todd to ask her many, many times, and he does not, which should have been a sign to her that he's not fucking interested. But she finally gets him to ask because Elizabeth found another date, which is a friend of hers. And they go to the dance, and Todd is looking at Elizabeth most of the time. And so Jessica is pissed.
And also, side note, she goes with a friend on merit because he was a kind person who actually had the balls enough to like yeah. have a conversation with her.
And he's like the goofball.
And she was like, you know what?
But he's ugly.
And he's the goofball. Yeah. He's like, he's like, who actually genuinely likes her. And she's not.
No, and she said, he'll make me laugh. He'll make me laugh all night.
Right. And that, and again, that wasn't even an issue. So The good twin, who we're not right. even casting as the bitch,
yes, exactly.
is also a fucking bitch. They're both bitches. They're both fucking bitches, okay?
They are.
Use her as bitches, all right? Just one is more into her books and writing.
Right, one is more tolerant like, in a horrible way.
You're both a damn bitch.
They're both horrible. Right, so she uses the like goofball, really kind-hearted, like, class clown to go to the prom to like almost and not rich and she doesn't really she doesn't. Realize that she's doing it. I don't think
that's which white privilege though.
Yeah, that's flat like, for. But she kind of like uses him to like make
right. Well, at least I'm
else,
going
like, jealous in a kind of way, you know. And she had right, and she had right. none of his feelings. Like and the
she
forefront.
No, she wanted to make all the other guys like, ask yeah, her out. Like. No, I'm going with him.
Well, that's right. how it started. There was one real super popular guy that came up and asked her out, and she thought he was kind of a jerk. And so she said, no, I'm going with him. Right.
He's the family that was trying to turn the football field into like a, I don't know, what were they trying to turn it into?
Well, one was a
fucking casino.
It was a factory, and then the other one was a garden.
Garden.
Yeah. So they go to the, well, when they first get picked up, Jessica is pissed that Elizabeth came down before her and took away her stardom of mm-hmm.
her entrance
was ruined because Elizabeth came down first. And then they go to the dance. Todd is looking at Elizabeth most of the time and Jessica sees this and is pissed. So when she comes home, Elizabeth is already home because she went with a funny guy who didn't try to feel her up. And she is in her bed and Jessica walks in. Yeah, the non-rapey guy. And Jessica comes in and says, I have to tell you about my night. And Elizabeth is like, well, okay, I'll listen to it. And, you know, she's like, I'm sure you had a great time. And she's trying to be nice about it. And because Jessica didn't even get a kiss from Todd.
And Todd ignored her most of the evening.
And Todd ignored her. She told Elizabeth that Todd was sexually inappropriate with her. Didn't rape her with a penis, but mishandled
was Mr. Grabby
was
hands
grabby hands
night.
And was sexually
and was like
abusive.
Physical with her because
he yeah. grabs because, her by the pussy because
well, you
it's
can be president
okay
and
when you're
star,
a star
as we've learned
it's been happening for it. Millions of years
I mean
millions you know
well but she went as far as like he kind of like roughed her up a little bit like
right
she made it sound like he was aggressive
right.
with her and up yeah. and upset
yeah,
right? because
getting,
she wasn't giving
yeah.
it up
right Hi guys, I am so excited to let you know that we're starting to get advertisers in, which is very cool. And so I'm going to read you the first copy we got in. So listen up and make sure you guys go to the websites to buy stuff through Mom's Art too, so that we get credit for it and you get a discount. This is an important message for anyone on Medicare. We are today talking about Medicare Part C, sometimes called the best Medicare. If you don't have Medicare Part C, you may want to call now and get Part C after you get Part B. Everyone is eligible for Part B, but you have to have Medicare Part A. If you don't want Part A, you should put B before A and then add C, and you'll get a variable of A that may benefit you best. sign up for Medicare Part Z if you don't want Medicare at all. If you put Medicare A instead of Medicare C, you may be an anarchist and don't deserve Medicare unless you're willing to go through therapy not covered by Medicare at all. This is stupid. What the fuck? What? I can't. Why do they make this shit so hard? Just move to Canada. Okay, so glad we're getting advertisers. So she tells everybody that this guy was fucking sexually aggressive with her, and her now sister thinks that this guy was sexually aggressive. So whenever he tries to corner her, because technically Todd really likes Elizabeth and has no idea that this rumor is being spread that he is a fucking predator.
And he thinks he's doing her a favor because she got caught at this bar and had to come home with like the bad guy. So he's like, look, I forgive
and
you.
She's
for
like,
being a
bye.
Little hussy.
And she hangs up the phone on him. And then finally, it comes out what actually happened, and Jessica reveals that she made it up because she says she was trying to protect Elizabeth from Todd. So she said that he was a sexual predator because he didn't think she didn't think that he was right. Right. He,
Liza
she didn't think
Minnelli.
That he was right for her. And
right for her.
Which, by the way, why is it your fucking decision who is right for your sister? But genuinely, all Jessica does is lie and make shit up to hurt her sister, which really, you have to know
her
at the end. Like, first of all, there was
yourself.
No redemption at the end of this book.
No. In fact, she got her at the end by like fucking doing the whole sob story.
I know.
And Elizabeth's like, I'm just waiting for her to, you know, kind of like apologize and give in. And she admits it, but she's like, you know, it's all crocodile tears.
Oh, hell.
She's like,
yeah. No. Can we also, okay, so
that's
so Jessica's a stupid bitch. And she never gets redemption at all at the end of this book. And Elizabeth, like, I'm assuming at the end of the actual series, something fucking, this girl goes to prison for like murdering. She's like Elizabeth Big Eyes lady. Like
she becomes a mule. I think she becomes a mule.
Yeah.
I think they're like, here, carry this heroin
right.
up your asshole.
Yeah. And she's like, but I didn't know it was, I thought it was just the butt plugs I was supposed to use to.
And then it's Orange is the New Black and she's in that episode.
She's that Elizabeth lady that developed all the cancer shit that now is in prison, who's a different person now.
You had a low voice.
Yeah. Now she has
a
high voice.
Like this.
Can we talk about something though? This was my biggest problem with this. This moment in the book really fucking pissed me off.
Which one?
It finally comes out that Jessica, it doesn't come out yet. Okay, the biggest moment for me was that Jessica is standing next to Todd because they got railroaded by this Rick guy, right? Where he like got in their car against their will and started driving really fast. And
he pushed them out of they stalled the car and he pulls up and he's drunk. Yeah. The same Rick guy. And he's like, just pushes
right.
him over and just starts
calls
driving
him heaven
the car
and heaven
and almost like running
and
people
just
over.
Gets
calls
in
him
the car and just right.
Horrible name, like heaven and heavenly.
Heaven and heavenly.
Yeah. So he's being a total douchebag, driving them around. And so Todd sees this because he almost gets run over in one of the parking lots. So Todd gets in his Datsun and starts chasing them down the road.
Yeah, he did.
And Todd cuts.
Fuck yeah, I got that Datsun, which is a Nissan today for all you
so
kids.
You know.
So he cuts him off, pulls in front. Him and Rick get into a fight. Todd knuckles him and knocks him out in the belly and he tumbles over. Jessica gets out, goes up to Todd and says, thank you. And Elizabeth is there and puts her hand on his face to say, are you okay? And then as Jessica's trying to muscle in, Elizabeth cuts in front and kisses Todd and does not care that he's sexually
fucking.
She
said, not today.
Yeah, not today. She pulls in. She did. She steps in front of Jessica and looks at Jessica and says, not today. And then she kisses him and makes him hers. Except she still doesn't know that he didn't fucking, wasn't a predator.
She was turned on by what Rick had, the power that Rick came in. Like she was like, I don't even fucking care. I've never
but
felt this exhilerated in my
she
life.
She doesn't care that he like fucking
she
sexually
never had
abused
that kind of excitement.
Right.
Her sister.
Not in that moment. She was a wild bitch at that moment.
Elizabeth?
She was telling Jessica no. She was like, Yeah, I think she turned into that dirt road.
That's awful. Because that dirt, nobody knew Todd wasn't a sexual predator at that moment. And she still was like, I forgive you.
Yeah, and then Rick, are we talking about how old is this dude?
I think he's like 35.
He's got to be like 20. Like, he's in his 20s.
23, probably.
And he's just taking 16-year-old chicks to bars drinking.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the police squad in Sweet Valley High? In Sweet Valley. He's just running people off the road in his Camaro. He is just all over the place.
At the Dairy Burger.
At the Dairy Burger.
At the Dairy Queen.
Drunk driving recklessly over the place. I want to talk to the commissioner of this town.
Her dad's a lawyer. And they're letting these fucking horrible people run the town.
And they're making out in the front of the house.
Yeah. And allegedly.
Like, I wish my kid would.
We still haven't gotten back to, allegedly, the dad is sleeping with his assistant.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well, somehow it's all just totally fine and dandy. Because
she comes over for dinner.
Promoting her.
Yeah. She comes over for dinner and they were going to make her partner.
So basically,
she helped in this case. So dad, he's still fucking her.
Right.
They're fucking.
They're totally having sex. Oh, yeah.
Mariana.
I don't know if they're having sex.
Well, they didn't talk about what the mom was doing.
No.
She was the one working late hours. See, they were trying to put a little twist right there.
They were trying to put the focus on dad, but they didn't focus on mom also working late hours. What is mom?
I think it's just a true reflection of how girls and kids at that age are so self-absorbed. They can't even acknowledge what is really happening around them.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I'm so fat and terrible and blah, blah, blah. Like, they're just.
What if the dad and the mom were like meeting up with Mariana?
That's probably what was going on.
And having experiences. And they were just like, I'll be working late and so will I. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Joppy keys
and
in the basket.
Up. Yeah.
Exactly. I love though that they, I love and hate that they left a cliffhanger at the end because then it makes you want to read the next
book. I need to know what is happening with Enid.
That's right.
Elizabeth's best friend.
Secrets.
So if you guys are interested in the cliffhanger, since we covered everything, you'll have to read book two of Sweet Valley High called something.
Secrets.
Called Secrets.
Oh, is that what it's called? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Secrets. Let me scroll. I'm pretty sure. Secrets.
I am going to go back.
It even leaves you with a cliffhanger sentence, which was my favorite.
Let's put this out there. The books your children should be reading are fucking
Judy
Blume.
Are not this.
No. Let's go 9-year-olds on should be reading Judy Blume. She covers everything. She takes care of you.
Why on earth is this not a banned book series?
Right? Because it's men being sexual predators, and that is okay.
Because they're white.
Because they're white.
They're white, and they have bluish green eyes, and they hate their perfect bodies.
So literally, this is how this book ends. These are the last two paragraphs.
Yay. Okay, read.
Yes.
The sharp ring of the doorbell announced Enid's arrival. Elizabeth had invited her friend to come over after dinner and spend the night. Elizabeth opened the door. There stood her friend, tears streaming down her face. Enid, what's wrong? Liz, I don't know what to do. Something terrible has happened. I can't even tell you. It's so awful. But I do know Ronnie is going to hate me, and I could just die. I'm afraid I'm going to lose everything. What is the next dark mystery in Enid's past, and how does Jessica use it to her own advantage? Find out in Sweet Valley High, number 2, Secrets.
Fucking Jessica!
She's so fucking problematic. She's so fucking problematic.
Fucking Jessica. Fuck.
And why would he even come over and be like, I can't even tell you, and then now we're going to have another 200-page book.
You.
But let me tell you in like 120 pages.
Right. I hate all of them.
Well, at least we remembered and now we know. The whole idea was we brought it up. We couldn't remember the stories or if it was even like, I wonder what that, how that comes across. It comes across exactly as we would have expected.
Yes, but if we didn't read it, I would have probably let my kid read it thinking, oh, I read these when I was a kid.
They're like, oh, I read these. Absolutely. Do not let your
stick with the babysitters clubs.
This should be a banned book.
Babysitter clubs.
Should we reread those though? The babysitters club. Is there really?
Maybe this should be a thing. Let's revisit our childhood literature.
Did you guys ever do the choose your own adventure?
Oh, yeah. Those were my favorites.
I bought my boys some and they love them. And I have my
book
club.
I want those.
Remember the Scholastic book fairs? All I got
were
choose your own adventure books. They were my favorite.
We should do a choose your
own. Let's do a choose your own adventure. And I do want to read a Judy Blume book because I want to know whether it's going to be appropriate for Sienna being her age. Oh. And it's supposedly
all of Judy Blume's books are pretty appropriate. They're kind of timeless.
They're topical, though. Like, they're really specific about what's going on. Timeless.
Yeah.
So let's read Are You There, God?
They're not and like this. This is more vapid. It's more of a vapid story of
superficial,
like, yeah,
bullshit.
Just very superficial. Yeah, it's, soap opera. None of it's important. Nothing that's happening is worth.
There's not a lesson learned.
Nothing. Stupid and it's just a cliffhanger. It's literally Real Housewives of Sweet Valley High.
It's soap opera in
the
book.
80s. Yeah. This is what we had before Housewives. This is what we had before Annie Cohen.
Before 90210.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yes. Before Tori Spelling.
Talking about Tori and
Tori's face.
Who was totally fine before any of that. She didn't need to do any of that.
No, well, she was not fine.
I'm just gonna say
fine. Because now she's worse. I would much rather have her the way she was before.
Well, yes, of course.
You better quit.
Same thing with all of them.
No, I actually disagree. Tori Spelling needed all of that. Her new face is wonderful. I don't care. She looks like a Kardashian. Step up. What are we talking about next, kids?
Wow. You made it through the whole episode. We really appreciate that.
And you know what else we would really appreciate? If you went to Apple Podcast or wherever you listen and rate and review Moms Are Too.
It really helps us so much and lets other future listeners get an idea of what they're getting themselves into.
That's right. Moms Are Too is produced by Rob Adler with Brooklyn Frequency. Music by Kai Sample.